Thank you for holding. Is this Frank?
It is.
Hi, Frank. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Fantastic. How about yourself, John?
I'm doing good. It's Friday. You get to see my babies for 2 days, so I'm excited about that. It's always good.
Always a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I see them a lot more than 2 days, but they're usually tired after an hour or two when I get home. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Tara did an excellent job. That's why I'm talking to you.
All right. That's what I like to hear. She asked me to hop on the line to go over the pricing and some details with you. Before I dive into it, did you have any specific questions about the listing or how it works?
Well, my concern is the recurring cost. Because okay. I presume this is a prescription, subscription of, like everything else, you have to pay on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. And does it scale up depending on how we grow, number of customers, leads, how does it work?
Yeah, so we don't charge per lead or click or call for this type of placement. We let all the customers just call you directly off the first page. So your bill is based on the service that we provide that keeps you up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you won't have any changes in your bill. You'll know exactly what you're spending each month.
Now, do you work directly with Google, or is this just a meta service where you do and put me on the search with search words tied into my site or whatever?
Yeah, we're a premier Google partner, so we're partnered with Google. I actually just texted you our credentials.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So we're right next to them. If you look up Local Splash, we're right across the street from them here in Southern California. We're in the other Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But we did start out as an SEO company. So I'm very familiar with the type of marketing that you were talking about before. We did that from 2004 to 2016. And then we became a premier Google partner in 2016.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah, it was a good transition. I've been here for 12 years, so 8 of them have been premier Google partner, but I spent the first 4 years here working with just SEO and doing a lot of backlinking, meta tagging, and things like that to help increase the rankings. But, you know, sometimes the guys with SEO, they show up for some keywords and not others. And so that was kind of a bittersweet from my perspective. You know, you just want to kind of maximize your client's return, and that usually would help us retain you guys. You know, we don't make money unless you guys make money, and we would need you to show up for all of your keywords, not just some of them, in order to get you to come back and see the right results from it. So I'm a lot happier as a Google partner.
I can understand that.
Yeah, because I
get a little... So how do you guys guarantee that we are going to be placed on the top of the list?
Yeah, so
of the
Google
search locally.
Yeah, Google has an algorithm update that happens every week, and we just implement that algorithm into your Google business profile, and that's what keeps you up there. And obviously, they only give the algorithm access to their partners, so that way they're getting a piece of that pie.
Let's see. And how do you determine your areas?
We actually can customize areas. So, like a Google Places placement could cover up to 40 miles. But I run into some guys where maybe they don't want to show up that far, and we can kind of cookie cutter it, or we can exclude certain cities and zip codes, or if you don't cross the state line, because maybe the license doesn't apply over there, certain industries, then we cookie cutter it. So we tailor it. But if you're just like, hey, I want as much ground as I could cover, you know, 40 miles would be the max for this type of placement, because they send you a pin in the mail, and that kind of dictates your center point. It's how you get that little red dot on the map there. I don't know if you've ever seen that before.
Ah, yes, I have actually.
Yeah, they send you like a little postcard in the mail with a 5-digit number on the back, and we get that number from you. That's what marks the center location for your pin.
And does the cost increase with the area that you won't cover with that pin?
No, for the 40, I mean, it covers up to 40 is the max for a local listing like that where you do get pinned. Now, if you were to say, hey, you want to cover more than that, then it would cost more money because we'd have to do a completely another program on top of it called Google Ads. which is pay-per-click. Mm. Yeah, and those are the ones at the top that say sponsored. But it's still more cost efficient than if you were to do it independently, because we would already have the local listing covering 40 miles, so we would only need to add to cover the areas that your local listing isn't covering.
But, got it.
So usually what we do is we start out, you know, with the local listing, try to get your overhead as low as possible to start out so we can show you some return. And then obviously if you can handle the capacity that comes with that 40 miles and you want to expand, then, you know, we could obviously add other things on top of it, like Google Ads or Google Guarantee later down the line. My approach is usually to start local and make sure we can handle it before we just throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks.
Okay.
Okay. I sent you a link to the pricing page so you could see the breakdown of it.
Okay. This is a flip phone, not a smartphone, so it's going to
be... Okay. Okay. Well, I'll just go over it with you verbally then here, Frank. So, the Platinum package is our most popular package. It comes with not just the first page placement on Google, but you have your own custom website design. So you have like a franksquaredinc.com site that we would build for you. And we'd have that attached to your listing on Google. It also comes with review monitoring for your Google listing, so that way we keep your reviews and reputation as close to a five-star rating as possible. It has a Bing directory submission in this package as well. So you can generate clients from the Bing platform. They have a top five, whereas Google has top three. There's Facebook ads, so we'll build a business Facebook page for you. And we run ads through it, which is like a remarketing campaign. We do all the legwork on all this stuff, by the way, so you don't have to be, like, computer savvy. You just got to be able to answer the phone and treat people kindly, and you'll do fine. You can get good reviews.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, the Facebook ads are going to be a separate charge, correct?
No, that's going to be a part of this Platinum package.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then also there's a popular directory submission that you commonly see from SEO services. So things like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. If they're using an Amazon Alexa device to look up one of the services you provide, they type it. Or, hey, Alexa, you know, find power washing or pressure washing near me, deck cleaning, roof cleaning, et cetera. You'll be findable there as well. You'll be a top recommended option. So the Platinum package, because it has all these features, yes, it's the most popular, right? It's like a business starting from scratch, but it is usually advertised at $4.99 monthly. What I was thinking I could do is I could put you on that same package, but I can reduce the monthly price down to just $2.99 as part of a new in business credit. But the kicker is, when you come on board with us today at $2.99, is I would lock you in at that new in business credit indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, you get that deal.
Okay, and I can drop that at any point?
Exactly, yes. All of our clients are coming back at their own will. So if you're ever unhappy, you could discontinue or cancel. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind.
And that's a monthly fee, and that does Facebook and all the other platforms?
Correct. Facebook, you're going to have Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, you're on Bing, and then we're building you your own .com website. So we'll actually purchase the domain, build your site, provide hosting for that site, and have that attached to all the online platforms.
That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. About $10 a day, and then it's month to month. So we'll earn your business month in and month out with the clients that it brings in. And then if you're ever curious, you don't have to take our word for it, because we also include a tracking system. So you'll be able to see all the customers that you're getting from our services. You'll be able to see all the leads, the clicks, the calls, what zip codes they came from, if they turned into a client. You'll even have recordings if they use a mobile device and they find you on Google and they call you directly off of that. It'll actually have recordings of those calls. So, you know, you don't have to ask, hey, what is Local Splash doing for me? You know, you could always log into that, or you can have somebody log into that and go over it with you, and, you know, it'll have all your leads there, and you can backtrack and say, hey, you know, I remember this client, you know, that's a very, very useful tool for us to show clients what we're doing for you guys.
Okay, to review then, you have the website, you have the listing on Google,
mm-hmm.
you have the listing on all voice devices,
correct.
All voice searches in the area,
mm-hmm.
A market range of 40 miles,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at, how's this call, with $299, it's covering the complete setup and maintenance through that time frame.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is
and
correct.
On a month-to-month basis?
Correct.
Okie dokie. And how soon can that be set up, and what are the requirements to set that up?
Yep. So if you wanted to give it a shot today, I would create your Google business profile. I would submit it to Google for the placement, right? That's the money maker there. So we want to get that Google placement verified as soon mm-hmm. as possible. And then we would do a client interview on Monday with you. We interview you, make sure we're only sending you to the right places and listing you for the right services or keywords. And so mm-hmm. And then obviously we'll interview you on how you want the website to look too. So that usually takes about 40 minutes. We ask for an hour window though, in case you have extra questions. We'll send out your PIN today. PIN usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get into the mail. We'll contact you about the time it comes in. It comes through FedEx, so we get a notification, and we'll need the little 5-digit number off the back of it when it comes in. Once we have your PIN verified and client interview completed, website built and everything, we can go ahead and launch the campaign for the keywords that you request to be found for in your client interview. And after that, it's just a matter, like I said, you answer the phone and make sure you treat people right, and you'll do good. You know, the better your reviews get and the longer you're up there, the more of a client base you build up and the more of a reputation you build up, and it just kind of gets better and better from there. You can kind of take a cherry picking method to them after a couple of months.
And the exclusivity thing, how does that work?
Yeah, so one of our guidelines for our Google partnership is that we're only supposed to work with one guy per industry, per area, guy or girl, right? But mm-hmm. Per industry, per area. So when we start working with you, like let's say you say, yes, I want to move forward, we close out everything in your keyword category, meaning that we can't work with any other business owner in this area that or that 40-mile radius that provides the same services or keywords that we're listing you for. So it's exclusive to you. We won't work with your competitors. We close it off and work solely with you on that Google Places placement on the first page.
Okay, so how do you know that I don't have competitors already in the area that use your services?
Well, you do. You do. But they're not using our services currently, you know. When we call out or we place a call like this, it's because a position became available.
Okay, so you have made this research and they're not going to be a call back saying, oh, well, I'm sorry, we have somebody in your area.
No, yeah. We don't actually call out onto the qualified candidates list, Frank, until there's a spot that opens up. So they notify us first that there's an opening before we actually start calling the business owners in the area and making them an offer like this. Yeah.
So this falls under the offer you can't refuse?
We try to, but we try to make it as cost efficient as possible for you guys. And, you know, our goal is to work with you long term, even though it's month to month, you know. So we have the best success usually on bundles like this where I can lower your overhead, but maximize the avenues in which we're generating leads for you. And, you know, usually if you spend a dollar and you make $10 back, through our findings and our experience, the business owner is okay with spending that dollar again. So that's our approach.
Great pitch. Let's do it.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yes.
All right. And what's your last name, Frank?
Cardinal, CardenAl.
I like that. It's like Cardinal but with an E.
Correct.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
No, I'm actually partnered with my other Frank. Son, who happens to be Frank.
Ah, that now makes sense. She put Frank in Frank. Frank Square.
So,
okay, I like it. All right, then what's your
I'm
business?
I'm a simple man.
Yeah, no, it's my grandfather's name. It's Frank Blodgett. So,
there you go.
Yeah, no, it's a good name. He actually chauffeured Eisenhower way back in the day. He's mid-80s.
Nice. Or
end of his 80s, actually. He's 88 now. He's supposed to be 89 in August. Yeah, they bombed Hiroshima on his 10th birthday, too. So he's got an interesting story. Yeah, August 6th of, he was born 45, I believe, or 35. Yeah, he was born 35, and then we bombed him on 45. That's what it was. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Okay, it's going to be franksquaredpc at yahoo.com.
Yahoo. I haven't seen one of those in a while. All right. And then they're going to send you that pin in the mail that I mentioned. What's the street address that I could send that to?
250.
Okay.
Southwest Dalton Circle.
All right, I found it here. Port St. Lucie, 34953.
Perfect.
All right. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
7 to 7.
Okay. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday to start off with, but any,
Okay. I could do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, so they could call you, but you're not expected to work.
I like that.
All right. I gotcha. And then do you want to do cash, check, and card accepted, or can you accept cards?
Absolutely.
Okay. You guys are all set up for this perfectly.
Mm-hmm. We'll even take Zelle.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can actually add that. That's an option. Save. Okay. Got your profile set up here. We're going to have to purchase the domain. They'll go over that with you on Monday. As for the client interview on Monday, Frank, what's the best time for you?
Go do 10.
Sorry, what was that?
10 a.m.
10 a.m., okay. You got it. I'm going to schedule you between 10 and 11. Are you tech savvy? If I text you like at 9 o'clock as a reminder, would you get that text message?
I will.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to set it up to automatically text you 1 hour before the appointment to give you a heads up. It's pretty easy. They're not going to ask anything you wouldn't know off the top of your head as the business owner, but... I just want to make sure that you're in a place where you could talk for at least 30 minutes.
No problem.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I've got a card in hand.
Okay. Now, is the card under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. Go ahead and update. All
you
right.
can put it under Frank Squared.
Okay. Frank Squared, Inc. Okay, mm-hmm. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN?
Yes.
All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Sure. 4085.
4085.
4040.
4040.
3606. 3117.
3117. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0228.
0228, and then small three-digit code on the back there.
956.
956, okay. And then before I can authorize it and secure the position with you, I do have to walk you through a brief voice verification. It's about 60 seconds long. If I say anything that you don't agree with, I want you to go ahead and stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, too, if you need. It's a recorded line, so okay. I will need your undivided attention, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, so you're on a recorded line here, Frank. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Frank Squared, Inc.
Okay. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Frank Cardinal, president and owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Frank, it's important that you and Frank are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have, Frank. I tried to set you up so you guys wouldn't need anything else after this. But if you do get a call or you're considering another offer that has to do with online advertising, just double check that we're not duplicating anything, you know, or paying for something that we're already providing for you.
Okay.
All right. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 29th of 2024. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the .com for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, your agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 29th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Now, it states here in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So in your text messages and email, you will have a confirmation with an outline of the agreement in writing. You also have a form for Google verification. If you could sign off on the service agreement when you have a chance, right? You have this whole weekend. And then, of course, try to fill out that form as much as possible for the Google verification. It lets you know right at the bottom if you're struggling with it or you feel you're missing anything on that verification. Do not panic. We have the ability to three-way call the Google headquarters across the street, and we could verify your listing over the phone with you. Okay, but try to send it as much as you can. I do understand if you're not tech savvy. I put some notes in here to let them know to kind of go above and beyond with you and just kind of make sure that we're not missing anything. I don't want to say that you're not tech savvy. Yeah, but I just want to double check, you know. My dad, he's 63 years old, and he still does the flip phone thing.
You are not wrong in your assessment.
Okay. I don't mean to offend you. I just assumed. I know sometimes.
No offense. It's true.
Okay. But I don't want you to miss any parts of the service, you know. So that's why I did that. So you do have 24/7 customer service available to you, as well IB available to you. That phone number is attached to every text and email that you're getting from our company moving forward. So you'll be able to find that in your email and in your phone there, okay? If you feel like you need help or you're missing anything, do not hesitate to call.
Excellent.
All right. Well, that officially, I want to welcome you aboard, okay? Thank you for signing up. We are good to go. I want you to enjoy your weekend. Happy Easter to you. I don't know if you celebrate Easter, but I'm a Christian. I love Easter. I'm going to do the sunrise this Sunday. And then I will circle back with you the next sunrise, Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Look forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.